Good afternoon, Congressman Huffman, and thank you for joining us on KPFA News. Last time we spoke, you stated that Donald Trump had crossed the Rubicon, and I believe what we are seeing now is the consolidation phase of an authoritarian government, with Democrats often sidelined without majority power. Do you see the upcoming government funding deadline as an opportunity to wield real leverage?
I think so. The only hesitation I have in answering that question, Lauren, is that I think it is likely, you know, given everything we've seen for the first 9 months of this, that Republicans will simply find a way to do everything on their terms and to sideline Democrats. They're completely uninterested in even negotiating with Democrats. They are burning norms and bridges and institutions at every turn. And so, you know, the way we used to do this was an appropriations process that was always, you know, despite our differences, at least foundationally bipartisan. And that's just changed. They go back on the deals that they cut, they pass things, and then look the other way while Trump ignores them and just does whatever he wants. And so I think Democrats increasingly are feeling, you know, if this is the way these guys want to go, they need to own this, whatever it is. I don't think there's going to be a government shutdown. I think what's going to happen is that Republicans will simply find a term to do, find a way to do really awful things and bypass Democrats.
In March, Chuck Schumer helped to secure enough votes to keep the government funded. Did you agree with that decision?
No, it was a terrible decision. And honestly, everything that I feared is what's happened. I mean, Chuck thinks that he was being an institutionalist and sort of saving worse outcomes that would have happened if they hadn't cut a deal. And Republicans simply tore up the deal. And Donald Trump has done whatever he wants. So that you phrased it right. He has crossed the Rubicon. We're in the consolidation phase of dictatorship right now. And for Democrats to pretend like this is normal, like you can sort of reach gentlemen's agreements about anything, is deeply naive. So my sense is that probably most Senate Democrats, this is all going to happen in the Senate, because I think our House Democrats will hold together. We will oppose the rotten stuff that these guys are going to try to do. And I think even the senators now understand that they're just going to take their lunch money and do whatever they want. So this is probably going to culminate, I think, in Senate Republicans blowing up the filibuster rule finally, which we all knew was coming, and they will just do it with Republican votes.
If the government does shut down with Democrats unable to vote for funding in the Senate, could it actually backfire and strengthen the executive power, limiting the courts, weakening oversight, and paving the way for more emergency powers?
With this president, I mean, you can't imagine a government shutdown actually causing him to stop doing anything. He's just going to order everybody, you know, under various emergency pretexts to do whatever he wants them to do. And he's put people in charge of all the different federal agencies that'll do whatever he says. So, I just think this is different. This is a different time and place from anything we've seen before. And, you know, we shouldn't get too worked up about the kind of government shutdown scenarios we've seen in the past.
And finally, with Congress back in session, is there anything on the table to stop the atrocities in Gaza and the West Bank?
I wish there was more. This is where, when you're in the minority, it's so deeply exasperating. I am going to be joining with more and more colleagues to, you know, support resolutions and bills and take votes that express our outrage on this. This Israeli government is off the rails. It's that simple. They have lost, you know, any sense of hope and confidence that I might have had, you know, in them. And that saddens me, because I don't think they represent the people of Israel. And I am hoping that, you know, the protesters in the streets of Tel Aviv and other places will be able to turn Israeli politics around, because right now this regime is isolating Israel. They're turning them into a moral and political pariah. And there's no way that I can in good conscience continue to support any aid going to this government. They've got to change course. They've got to change governments.